You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It'll be a pants-free extravaganza.
On 96.3 AKLZ.
We have former Eagle Don Felder on the phone. Carla, the last time we saw this guy, we talked to this guy, was at our very own June Fest.
Right.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And it was outdoors at a casino, and we had a great time. I think it was Ario was on the show with me. Just a fun, fantastic event.
You know, Don, a lot of people are still buzzing about that performance because, to be honest, not a lot of people knew what to expect from Don Felder.
Well, sometimes I don't know what to expect from Don Felder either. From day to day when I wake up.
Don, talk about your band and the people that you have playing with you.
My drummer has played with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, plays with David Gilmour from Pink Floyd. My bass player plays with Kenny Loggins, also Toto. My keyboard player was on the Eagles' Hell Freezes Over tour with me, works with Stevie Nicks. He was in a band called Whitesnake.
I picture Don sitting on the other end of the table, kind of like in Flashdance with that double neck guitar and just people coming in and singing a couple notes or playing a couple notes, saying, next, move on.
I mean, when you guys did Seven Bridges Road, everybody just stood there and went, wow.
Well, you know, there's some criteria that I have and the people that I like to be in my band. Number one is they have to be really nice people on stage and off stage. Life is too short to deal with somebody.
Well, yeah.
As I have in the past.
Really?
In a band.
Yes. That's interesting, Don. So we've heard.
You know. Secondly, they have to be able to sing unbelievably well.
So if you didn't see him at June Fest, you have to go see Don Felder. He is the featured artist this Friday night, 22nd annual Serenades of Life, Doctors in Concert, and it's all to benefit the Nathan Adelson Hospice.
Absolutely. It's going to be a beautiful evening. We're going to raise a lot of money. I can't wait to be back in Vegas and play again. We're also coming back, I think, the end of January at the Venetian with Styx Knob.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be popping in and out of there quite a lot.
And Don, for those people going, tell them what they can expect Friday night.
Well, by the end of the night, everybody's up on their feet for the last five or six songs. When we start with, like, Long Run, Life in the Fast Lane, Heartache Tonight, Take It Easy, Hotel California. Everybody's got their iPhones out. They're taking videos and pictures and dancing around like crazy. So
That's
it's a
cool.
really fun show.
And then is the big finish, Baby Got Back. Don, are you guys going to slip into that?
Always a pleasure, man. Looking forward to having you back in Vegas, not only on the 20th, but when you come back at the beginning of next year with Styx.
Well, I hope you're going to be there at the show on the 20th because I'd love to see both you guys again.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.